在当地呢教五年级的学生。
And one of my favorite subjects with the children is art.
我非常喜欢教一门课呢，就是艺术。
We taught them to draw pencil and watercolors.
我教给他们怎么画水彩画，怎么用铅笔来画画。
And recently, rubber stamp.
最近呢，就是橡皮泥，来这个印章。
So you take the stamp, put it in the ink.Put it on the paper, and that image is on the paper.
你用这个印章呢，蘸点墨，然后呢放在纸上，就有一个图案了。
And then you color that image, and it looks like this.
然后呢，你再涂上一些颜色，就变成这样的。Now,
the kitty with a tie. The idea is the students do exactly what the teacher does.
那么这里说的重点呢，就是说，学生们，按照这个老师所说的，来做。
But they don't always do exactly what the teacher does.
当然，他们也并不总是能够按照老师说的去做。
Some of their colors are pretty wild.
有的的颜色涂得很怪，很乱七八糟的。
We are like children sometimes.
有时候我们就像孩子一样。
Jesus has shown us the way.
耶稣已经向我们演示了这个道路应该怎么走。
And sometimes we follow him, and sometimes we don't.
有时候呢，我们就跟从他，有时候我们不会。
His path may go straight.
他的路可能是一直向前的。
And our trace is in a circle, and this way and that way.
我们跟着他走的路呢，就是弯弯曲曲。
As we think of the Book of Acts.
当我们思考这个使徒行传这本书的时候
，I want you to think about the steps that Jesus wants us to take.
我希望大家思考一下耶稣希望我们所行的路。
In the book of Acts, I'll take a brief history of the church, just brief.
在使徒行传当中，我想跟大家简单的介绍一下教会的历史。
In the beginning, God gave power to preach the gospel.
起初的时候呢，神给教会这个权力和能力来传道。
And Peter gave the message, and people responded by thousands.
那么彼得呢，一传道就有千人信靠主。
They were forgiven, new life, and the Spirit in them.
那么这些人既得赦免，然后神的灵也跟他们同在，他们得了赦免。
And Jesus said.The gospel to spread in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the far reaches of the world.
那么耶稣说呢，神的信息将会从耶路撒冷传到犹大，犹大传到撒玛利亚以及地极。
So at first things went well in Jerusalem.
刚开始在耶路撒冷一切正常。
And the church was growing daily.
那么教会呢，每天人数都有增加。
The Jews were placing their trust and faith in Jesus.
犹太人开始信靠耶稣。
As the church grew,
教会一天天的壮大的时候，
there was a problem.
出现了问题。
Many of the people who had been from the far reaches of the Roman world, many of the people in the far reaches of the Roman world,
那么罗马帝国比较偏远的地带，
had come to Jerusalem for the feast.
来到这个耶路撒冷过节。
And then when Jesus was raised from the dead, they stayed there.
当耶稣从死里复活的时候，他们也在那儿。
When they stayed there, they didn't speak the language Hebrew. They spoke Greek.
他们在那儿的时候呢，他并不说当地的语言希伯来文，而是说呢希腊文。
And there was a division between the believers now.
那么现在呢，在信徒中间就有了分裂。
By the way, I can't wait for heaven.
顺便说一下，我等不及去天堂。
When our language will not divide us.
在那儿，我们的语言障碍就不是问题了。
I can hardly wait.
我简直等不及。
Jesus knew what to do here.
但是耶稣呢，知道应该在这儿干什么。
By his spirit, he raised up deacons.
那么，借着他的圣灵，他兴起了一个执事。
And the apostles were very wise.
那么这些使徒们呢，非常明智。
They selected all Greek-speaking deacons.
他们选了那些讲希腊话的执事。
So the division went away.
这样呢，就不再有纷争了。
And the people were all cared for again.
那么所有的人都得到了照顾。
Now the gospel began to spread even further.
那么现在福音又进一步传出去了。
And a man named Saul of Tarsus.
有个大处来的这个叫 Saul 的人。
He was zealous and fervent, a fighter.
他是一个斗士，他是充满热情。
He stood against Jesus and the disciples.
他与耶稣和这个使徒为敌。
And began to have them arrested and put in prison.
不断地逮捕他们，把他们入狱。
A great persecution arose.
所以大的迫害开始了。
And the believers became frightened.
那么信徒就变得很恐慌。
And many who were there went away.
那么在那的人呢，就四处逃散。
Some would say that was bad.
有的人说这很不好。
But actually it was good.
但其实是件好事。
Because they went to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and went home.
因为呢，他们经过这个耶路撒冷啊、犹大，还有呢撒玛利亚，然后呢一路回到了家。
And they carried the gospel and the life of Jesus with them.
然后呢，他这一路就把这个福音还有耶稣的生命就传了出来。
Saul was furious, and he chased them.
那么这个叫 Saul 的这个人呢，就非常的生气，就追赶他们。
He went far north, 200 miles.
他一直追到这个往北200英里的地方。
To Damascus.
一直到大马士革。
He was going to arrest them there.
他准备在那里逮捕他们。
But God had other plans.
但是神有其他的计划。
God was about to arrest Saul.
那么神呢会把这个扫抓住，扫罗。
Has God arrested you?
神有没有抓获你的心呢？
Are you free to go?
你是不是有随便走开离开的自由呢？
He's chasing you.
他在紧跟着你。
He's inviting you to a relationship with him.
他要求你进入到跟他的这种关系当中。
The disciples were afraid.
那么使徒们非常恐惧。
But God changed everything.
但是神改变了一切。
One of the men selected.
其中有一个被选的人。
Was Stephen, full of the Spirit.
是斯蒂凡，他呢被圣灵充满。
And another with him was Philip.
还有一个是菲利普。
Stephen spoke boldly in the name of Jesus.
那么斯蒂凡呢，奉主名大胆的宣讲。
And as you know, he was martyred for his speech.
像大家知道的，因为他的演讲，他被谋杀被杀害。
Great fear came on the church.
那么教会从此呢就非常的害怕。
I believe there is great fear today.
我相信即使今天还有一些恐惧。
When there should not be.
本来其实不应该有的。
We are shy when we should be bold.
I'm sorry?
We are shy, we are,
本来我们 OK, thank you. 我们本来应该勇敢的时候我们是很胆怯。
We should be bold because we have life and truth.
我们应该大胆，应该放胆，因为呢，我们有真理，有生命同在。
What happened next is so wonderful.
接下来发生的是非常奇妙的。
The gospel began to spread more and more.
福音越来越广的传开来。
Saul became the apostle Paul.
保罗成为了使徒保罗。
And then the church was at peace.
然后呢，教会就平安了。
Peter and John.
彼 彼得和约翰
went and spread the gospel in Judea.
到了犹大一带呢，传讲福音。
Philip went and spread the gospel in Caesarea and Samaria.
Philip 去了撒玛利亚传讲福音。
Near the coast.
就是海边一带。
And went far up and down the western Israel.
就是在这个以色列的西边。
The Spirit was leading him.
那么圣灵在引导他。
He was sharing the good news.
他在传福音。
And people were responding in faith.
那么人们呢，凭着信心来响应。
Peter, I'm sorry. Can I pray? Thank you. Dear Lord, we praise you and thank you for this day.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，为了今天。
I pray that you would gather my thoughts.
求你让我的思路集中起来。
And that what I say would honor you.
我所说的话呢，可以荣耀你。
Lord, touch our hearts to respond.
主啊，请你触摸我们的心，以便我们可以做出回应。
To listen carefully to what you are saying.
我们可以听到你所说的话。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Amen. Amen. A city northwest. Will it translate the direction?
Yeah.
Okay, I should have had a map. I just realized that. My bad. A city northwest of Jerusalem had a need, and the gospel was preached there.
需要这个福音呢传到那里去。
In chapter 9,
在第九章,
it begins with Saul wanting to be murderous.
是从扫罗想杀害使徒开始,
but it ends with peace for the church.
但是呢，却以这个教会的这个平安无事结束。
In chapter 9, verse 32,
在第九章三十二节,
it says, Now it came about that as Peter was traveling through all those parts,
那么这里说彼得周游四方的时候也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里,
he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda.
遇见一个人名叫以利亚。
There was a man there named Aeneas.
他叫以利亚。
Who was paralyzed.
得了瘫痪。
He had been paralyzed for 8 years.
在褥子上躺卧了八年。
Peter miraculously healed him.
那么彼得呢，奇妙地治愈了他。
And many in Lydda turned to the Lord.
那很多人呢，就归顺了主。
Peter then continued on to the coast to Joppa.
然后呢，这个彼得就一路到了海边，到了另外一个城市叫 Joppa.
In Joppa, he stayed with a tanner named Simon.
在那里呢，跟一个这个销匠，叫西门的一起住。
The tanner worked with leather and hide.
这个肖像他的职业呢，就是用皮和用这个皮革来做东西。
It is considered dirty and unclean work.
这种工作呢，当时被认为是非常不洁的一种工作。
And it smells very bad.
并且呢，味道很重。
Simon lived by the sea in Joppa.
那么这个西门呢，就住在 Joppa 这个地方的这个海边。
And people did not want to live near him.
大家都不想跟他做邻居。
There he was with Simon called Joppa, or Peter. So Peter and Simon are together in Joppa.
那么现在呢，彼得来了，就跟他一起同住。
Just 30 miles north, a centurion was there.
那么以北三十迈以北的一个地方呢，有一个百夫长。
30 miles north of Joppa was Caesarea.
那里呢，三十迈以北呢，就是 Caesarea 这个地方。
There lived a centurion named Cornelius.
那么这里呢，住着一个人，他的名字叫格尼流。
A centurion is over 100 soldiers.
这百夫长的意思呢，他是一百多个兵士的这个首领。
There were probably 6 to 10 like him.
I'm sorry?
There were probably 6 more. 600 to 1,000 troops.
Okay.
He's over 600. He's over 100.
Okay. 那么类似呢，还有其他一个驻兵，大概600-800人在那。他呢是个百夫长。
But something had touched Cornelius's heart.
但是有件事呢，让这个格尼流非常的心里非常感动。
He was a Roman commander.
他是一个罗马的这个军长。
Yet he was very sensitive to the Jewish people.
但是呢，他对这个犹太人呢，非常有这个一颗敏感的心。
He loved them and cared for them.
他呢很爱他们，并且很关怀他们。
And he prayed all the time to God.
他一直为神呢向神祷告。
God had a hold of his heart.
那么神呢也抓住了他的心。
It says about the ninth hour of the day, about 3 p.m.
这里说呢是这个第九个小时，也就是下午三点当下午三点钟。
Cornelius had a vision by an angel.
这个格尼流呢来到了收到了一个天使那里来的异象。
He simply said, "Yes, what is it, Lord?"
他就简单的回应说是什么呢，主？
He said, "Your prayers and alms have ascended as a memorial before God." This is verse 4.
天使说呢，你的祷告已经达到了主面前，被主纪念。
Now send some men to Joppa. Send for Simon, who is also called Peter.
你现在将打发人往约坡去，请那叫彼得的西门来。
He said, "Send your best soldier."
派你最好的兵丁去，请他。
And send some servants also.
派一些仆人去。
So the three of them went 30 miles south.
那像这三个人呢，就去了，走了三十多迈。
In verse 9, on the next day.
第九节第二天。
They were on their way and approaching the city.
那么他们将近那城的时候，
Peter, who was at the tanner's house,
那彼得呢，在这个烧匠家里边，
went on up on the housetop at the sixth hour, noon.
是在正第六个小时，正在屋顶上边。
I'm sure he had a beautiful view there.
我想他可能面前的这个景色很美。
Peter was a fisherman.
这个彼得呢是个渔夫。
I think he was a pretty good-sized guy.
我想他个头可能挺高的。
The Bible says he became hungry.
圣经说他饿了。
He was desiring to eat.
他很想吃东西。
But while up there, he fell into a trance.
但是那个时候呢，他就魂游向外。
He was hungry, but then suddenly he fell into a trance.
他本来很饿，但是呢，突然就魂游向外。
He beheld the sky opened up.
他看到呢，这个天空向他打开了。
And a certain great sheet came down from heaven.
一个长单呢，就从天上下来。
And many four-footed creatures.
有很多四足的动物。
And crawling creatures.
有爬行的动物。
And the birds of the air.
还有空中的飞鸟。
And a voice came.
一个声音呢向他传来。
Arise, Peter.
起来，彼得。
Kill and eat.
把这些东西杀了，吃掉。
Remember, he was hungry.
记得吗？他本来是很饿的。
But he's experienced this chance.
但是呢，他却经历了这种异象。
Peter said, "By no means, Lord."
彼得说，怎么可能呢，主？
I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean.
我从来都不吃不洁的东西，我是圣洁的。
Peter was a Jew.
彼得是犹太人。
These animals were unclean to him.
那么这些动物对他来说是不洁的。
The voice came again from heaven.
那么天上有声音又下来。
And said, what God has cleansed.
说神已经洁净的。
No longer consider unholy.
就不再被看为不洁的了。
This happened three times.
这个事情发生了三次。
And immediately the object was taken back to the sky.
然后呢，立即这些东西呢都被收回去了。
Now, Peter was greatly perplexed.
那么这个彼得呢，感到非常的困惑。
He did not know what this vision meant.
他不知道这个异象的意思是什么。
The men who came from Cornelius.
那么从这个哥尼流来的派来的人。
Asked for directions to Simon the tanner's house.
那么询问呢，如何才能找到这个皮匠西门的家？
They appeared at Simon's gate.
他们呢就在这个西门的门口出现了。
And they called out, asking whether Simon, who was called Peter, was there.
他们询问一位叫彼得的是不是在这。
While Peter was up reflecting on the vision,
那个时候呢，彼得正在屋顶上这个思考他所见的异象。
The Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you."
那么圣灵就对他说：“快看，有三个人呢在找你。”
Get up, go downstairs.
起来到楼下去。
Accompany them without stopping, for I have sent them myself.
不要停歇，跟着他们同去，因为是我把他们派来的。
Peter went down to the men and said, "I'm the one you're looking for."
彼得呢就走到他们面前说：“我就是你们找的那个人。”
Why have you come?
你们为什么要来找我呢？
They told him about Cornelius, the centurion.
那么他们就告诉彼得这个尼哥流。哥尼流这个百夫长。
That a holy angel had spoken to him.
这个天使呢曾经对哥尼流讲过话。
And that Peter had a message for them.
那么彼得呢就有信息给他们。
So the next day they went to Caesarea.
那么第二天呢他们就去了加萨利亚。
They entered Cornelius' house.
他们进了哥尼流的家。
And Cornelius bowed to the ground.
那么哥尼流呢在地下跪拜。
Peter immediately grabbed him and lifted him up.
那么彼得呢就立即把他搀起来。
He said, "I'm a man just like you."
说我跟你一样是一个凡人。
He said, "Tell us what we need to know."
来告诉我你想知道什么。
Peter shared the good news about Jesus Christ.
彼得跟他分享了耶稣的福音。
Cornelius explained the vision he had.
那么哥尼流呢也向他解释了他所看到的异象。
In verse 34 of chapter 10,
在第十章三十四节。
And opening his mouth, Peter said,
彼得就开口说，
"I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality.
我真看出神是不偏待人。
But in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him."
原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。
The word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all.
神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，传和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。
You yourselves know the thing which took place throughout all Judea.
你知道这件事情从这个犹大前进传开。
Starting from Galilee.
I'm sorry, which verse are you at?
Verse 37.
Okay. 这话在约翰宣传洗礼以后，从加利利起。
Starting from Galilee after the baptism which John proclaimed.
传遍了犹大犹太。
You know of Jesus of Nazareth.
你怎样以圣灵和能力高拿撒勒人耶稣？
How God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power.
这都是你们知道的。
And how he went about doing good.
他周流四方行善事。
And healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
And God was with him.
因为神与他同在。
And we are witnesses of all these things he did.
我们是这些事的见证人。
In the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem.
他在犹太人之地并耶路撒冷所行的这一切事。
And they also put him to death by hanging him on a cross.
由我们做见证，他们竟把他挂在木头上杀了。
God raised him up on the third day.
第三日，神叫他复活。
And granted that he should become visible.
显现出来，不是显现给众人看。
Not to all the people, but to eyewitnesses who were chosen before him by God.
乃是显现给神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看。
That is to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead.
就是我们这些在他从死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。
You see, we celebrate the communion because on the night Jesus was betrayed,
大家看到我们之所以呢领圣餐，是因为在耶稣被卖的前一天晚上，
He demonstrated that he was going to die for our sins.
他显示他呢会为我们的罪而死。
The communion is a picture for us to remember.
那么这个圣餐呢可以帮助我们更好的记住这些。
After he rose from the dead on the third day,
第三天他从死里复活之后，
he broke bread and had cup again.
他又这个掰饼
That is communion.
这就是呢圣餐。
That is the meal.
一个吃东西。
That is fellowship.
是呢一同呢在一起彼此
Communion.
就是呢，弟兄姐妹一起团体。Sorry, I just lost my words.
Now I'm going to just read verses 42 and 43 again.
Okay, so
I'll read them and then you can read them in Chinese. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you. And he ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Of him all the prophets bear witness that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
Okay. 他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。众先知也为他做见证说，凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
The opportunity we have today,
我们今天所有的机会，
is to follow in his footsteps.
就是呢跟随耶稣的脚踪。
To follow in the footsteps of Jesus,
跟随耶稣。
To follow in the footsteps of Peter,
跟随彼得。
To follow in the footsteps of Philip,
跟随菲利普。
You see, Philip laid the groundwork.
你们知道吗？这个菲利普做了一些基础的工作。
And the Spirit led Peter to finish the work.
而圣灵呢，又带领这个彼得结束了他所开始的工作。
The Spirit is using you in your neighborhood today.
那么圣灵呢，也现在使用你在你的这个邻居周围之间呢传福音。
And the Spirit wants to finish the work through you.
那么圣灵呢想借着你把这个事工结束。
Some of you came from China.
你们当中有些人是从中国来。
Some of us came from New Jersey.
我们有的人是从新泽西来。
The Spirit has us where we are.
那么圣灵呢把我们安置在这里。
To build that bridge.
来做这个建桥的工作。
To share the good news.
来传福音，传耶稣的福音。
I have noticed so many good things in the students I'm working with here.
在我一起侍奉的这些学生中间呢，我看到了有很多很好的事情发生。
There is great joy.
在他们身上有很大的喜乐。
They are good friends.
他们都是很好的朋友。
We play really fun games together.
我们一起玩很好的游戏。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They love their family.
他们也很爱他们的家。
Really, they do.
他们真的很爱他们的家庭。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹,
and kids for parents.
还有这个父母和孩子之间,
I see great respect there.
我看到他们对于他们的父母很尊敬。
They also love their friends here in our area.
他们也爱周围一带的他们的朋友。
They want to see them know Jesus too.
他们也希望这些朋友可以认识耶稣。
This does not happen by convincing people.
当然，这并不是通过来劝说、说服别人来发生的。
This comes powerfully by the Holy Spirit.
而是通过神，借着圣灵给我们的权柄。
By praying and asking God to move.
是让祷告让神来做工，来感动人心。
By being like Philip and Stephen, ready to go where God would have them go.
就学菲利普和这个保罗的样子，来愿意到神差派他们去的地方。
To be a witness, it means to lay down your life.
作为证明，做见证的意思就是说呢，把你的生命和生活放下。
The word literally means martyr.
这个词的字面的意思呢，就是作为烈士。
We must die to ourselves.
我们需要对自己死。
That Jesus might live through us.
以便呢，耶稣呢可以通过我们而活。
The American way.
美国的方式。
Is to build our own kingdom.
是建造我们自己的帝国。
Jesus already built the kingdom.
但是耶稣已经建造了他的帝国。
His kingdom is not of this world.
他的这个国不是属于这个世界的,
but his kingdom is in our heart.
他的国是在我们心中。
Most people cannot see that.
大多数人看不到。
We cannot just be louder.
我们不能只是说放大声音。
Raising our voices and shouting doesn't make it better.
大声喊叫并不能让事情变得更有益。
But like so many of you, loving and caring lays the foundation.
但是像你们很多人所做的去关怀别人，这项呢就打好了很好的基础。
But doing good and being kind is good, but not enough.
但是呢，做好事，善良，这并不是足够的。
The good news is word.
福音呢，需要借着话传出来。
The good news explains who Jesus is.
你要告诉大家呢，福音是什么？告诉大家，耶稣是谁？
People don't know the Bible, the biblical Jesus. They don't know the Jesus of the Bible.
大家并不知道圣经中所说的耶稣到底是什么样的人。
So our job is to translate.
那么我们的责任呢，就是把这个翻译出来。
This is very hard work.
不是太容易的一件事情。
It's a lot harder than you realize, Pastor Scott.
比你想的要难。
But it is our work.
但是这是我们的工作。
So we translate for our friends and neighbors.
所以我们把耶稣的好消息为我们的朋友，为我们的邻居翻译出来。
With pictures from our life.
借着我们生命当中的故事。
We translate to loving kindness.
我们向他们诠释什么是善良，什么是仁爱。
We translate to letting others go before us.
向他们解释什么叫把别人放在前面。
The power of the gospel will do the rest.
那么福音的大能会做其他的剩余的事情。
The early church had persecution.
那么最早期的教会呢受到了迫害。
And then it had peace.
后来呢就有了和平。
Right now we're at peace.
那么现在呢我们是在和平时期。
We should take advantage of that.
所以我们应该好好的把握机会。
It will not always be this way.
就是不会一直是这样的。
Whose steps are we tracing?
那么我们现在要跟随谁呢？
Would you bow your heads and close your eyes?
那么请大家低头闭上眼睛。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣，
You are Almighty God.
你是全能的神。
We humbly bow before you.
我们在你面前谦卑的匍匐敬拜。
We thank you that you have showed the way.
我们感谢你，你向我们指明了方向。
Jesus, you are the way.
耶稣，你就是道路。
Jesus, you are the truth.
你就是真理。
Jesus, you are the life.
你就是生命。
No one comes to the Father but through you.
不借着你，没有人可以到父那里去。
Dear Lord, please help us.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
To keep in step with your Spirit.
跟你的圣灵一致。
That we chase your steps.
跟随你的脚踪。
That in your kindness you remind us when we wander.
那么按照你的信实，按照你的慈爱，保守我们不要迷失。
Help us to trace your steps.
帮助我们紧跟你的脚踪。
And not wander off.
不至于呢飘离。
We need your spirit to do this.
我们需要你的圣灵来带领我们。
At times we are weak.
当我们软弱的时候。
At other times we just don't know what to do.
而有些时候我们不知所措。
We thank you that you have given us one another.
谢谢你把彼此给了我们。
To strengthen us.
你坚固我们。
To teach us.
来彼此教导。
To coach us and guide us.
带领我们和教育我们。
Lord, may we be those new teachers and new guides.
主啊，把我们塑造为新的老师，新的向导。
If we know the simple message, we can point others to Jesus.
如果我们知道怎么样用简单的方法把人引领到耶稣面前。
Please fill us and empower us.
请你装备我们。
That others may come to know Jesus soon.
充满我们，以便别人也可以尽快的认识主耶稣。
Help us to be bold while it's peaceful.
帮助我们能够放胆去传讲，同时呢，又要和平的去做这件事情。
And may you be glorified in our words and actions.
愿你的名在我借着我们的语言，借着我们的行为得到高举。
As we close.
在我们结束的时候，
This is the day that the Lord has made.
我想说，这是主所造的日子。
This is your day for us to focus on you.
这是你造的日子，让我们的注目于你。
Please fill us to overflowing, Lord.
主啊，让充满我们，以至于我们湖北满溢。
Help us to not just do our schedule, but your schedule.
主啊，不要我们只是来。考虑怎么样完成我们自己的时间表，而是要跟随你的时间表。
Help us now as we trace your steps in Jesus' name.
在我们现在就紧随你的时候，帮助我们，奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Let's
stand up to sing the following together.